Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What I think about this, I think about in the midst of all this tragedy and all these things going on and the persecution taking place, that Samaritan's Purse, Franklin Graham, is ministering to our patriots that went out and they laid down their life for us. They gave up their freedom for us to be able to go fight for our freedom, and they come back from war with difficulties and sometimes wounds, emotional wounds, physical wounds. But Franklin Graham and Samaritan's Purse are ministering to the marriages, because now you have on top of that, you have a marriage issues that may come because of the difficulties of war. Well, watch what Samaritan's Purse is doing. Take a look.
Last night, I actually went and read 1 John. I sat there and said, well, what would I say to my wife? Besides, thank you for putting up with me for all this time. Just being here, being focused, opportunity of a lifetime, really.
There's an amazing turnout. They appreciate what these veterans have done, and they come out and greet them, the whole town.
Welcome.
Thank you.
When you're wounded in Iraq or Afghanistan, you're medevaced to Germany and then on to the hospital in the U.S. So for actually many, if not most of them, this is the first real welcoming ceremony they've had. Samaritan's Purse, our mission is to provide physical and spiritual healing to victims of war, poverty, natural disaster, disease, and famine, in order to show Christ's love. These are victims of war.
We owe a huge debt to these men and women. And this is just a little thing that we can do to bring these men and women to Alaska, to allow them to enjoy the beauty of this wonderful state, but to invest in their marriages. They invested in our life, we're going to invest in theirs.
We want to strengthen their marriage, and we want to strengthen their faith. And the activities help us do that.
This is probably the most amazing thing I've ever done.
Woo! Welcome to Alaska!
Oh! You hit it on video? You had the pressure, man. It's the media right there.
I know. The power of the camera.
How did you deal with going to war or deployments? What about spirituality? Where does faith come into a relationship?
Every day we have about 2 hours of classes led by retired military chaplains. And in between, they get to enjoy all the scenic parts of Alaska.
They'll come in and ask, you know, why are you doing this? And it gives us a chance to share what Jesus Christ has done in our own lives. I hear many times the deployments and the separation causes the problems in the relationship. Those only magnify what's already in the relationship. And God is the answer to those relationship problems. Now, how long have y'all been married?
We're going on 7 years.
7 years, all right.
I was about 8 weeks in my deployment, my second deployment in Afghanistan when I was injured. The guy behind me stepped on a landmine, and the landmine was attached to a secondary device. So he took the landmine blast, and he lost his right arm and his right leg. And then I took the majority of the blast from the bigger bomb.
I asked, is he dead? And he said no. There was an incident with an IED, and he's an amputee now.
How has the injury affected your relationship and your marriage?
Now that we don't have all these doctor's appointments and all this stuff, you know, now we have that everyday stress, everyday life, and now it's really a lot of tension.
The house was like a prison.
He just went into like complete isolation mode, and there was no more dates, no more partnership, nothing. I was doing everything, taking the kids to sports, taking the kids to their doctor's appointment, you know, pretty much just everything alone.
With having five kids, I mean, I think that, you know, we've just gotten to our daily grind where we just go through the motions of what's to be expected. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where we fell into this rut.
Every night we've been going back and we'll just lay there and we'll just talk. I'm like, okay, we need to work on this. And wow. We did bring stuff into this relationship.
Me and my wife were in Fort Hood, Texas.
She was in the military too, right?
Yep.
So you're a dual military couple.
you know, you marry your best friend and the love of your life, and then somewhere along the line, you still love them, but you lose your best friend. And it's because life happens and you lose focus and you don't concentrate on what's important. The devotions, it's a way to center yourself around your purpose, your anchor, and God being your anchor. It just grounds you and reminds you of why we're here.
Man, you got the cast down now.
That's because you got me talking.
Today I can.
Today I can.
Recommit myself to God.
Recommit myself to God.
To you, Aaron.
To you, Aaron.
And to our marriage.
And to our marriage.
I promise.
I promise.
To always see the best in you.
To always see the best in you.
And to strive to be.
And to strive to be.
The best partner.
The best partner.
I can be. I resolve.
I resolve.
To build my life.
To build my life.
I resolve to build my life.
And our family.
And our family.
On a firm foundation.
On a firm foundation.
Of faith in Jesus Christ.
Of faith in Jesus Christ.
As couples, they're able to open up in a very safe environment about the problems, the issues that they've had in their marriages, and give them, like I said, the tools to say, you know, yeah, I understand where you're coming from, but it can be fixed. God can fix it.
You've got some incredible people here who, I mean, you talk about heroes. Some of the battles they've been in, things they have done.
Baptized in his death, resurrected to new life.
We'll demonstrate that.
We're so thankful to all of our veterans and the families of veterans that have stood up for us. And, you know, just recently we're celebrating the Independence Day, the 4th of July. We want to say thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. And it means freedom for us. And I'm excited to hear in the presidential campaigns that they're talking about you, that we're going to begin to honor our veterans again in our nation. But it's really great to see what Samaritan Purse is doing. So on behalf of VFN-TV, and by supporting VFN-TV, understand we stand with Samaritan's Purse, with Frank and Graham and what's taking place there as well.
It's so encouraging to see what a Samaritan Purse is doing.
Yes, very.
For our soldiers. And this one thing about it, no matter what the world does, it doesn't matter what the world is doing. It matters what it does matter, but regards to the church, we can do this the right thing no matter what governments do.
All the time in so many different ways.
You're hearing things right now about, you know, building the wall and protecting our nation and our borders, which we should protect our nation and the borders. That's the whole responsibility of our president, as a matter of fact. And but we still have to remember there's people on the other side of that wall, and the church needs to be on both sides of that, ministering to the people. I was just watching a news story coming out of Mexico where there's people living in drainage ditches and up under in culverts, and they're just looking for an opportunity to come into our nation. And yeah, we do need to regulate our borders. We need to be able to have legal immigration, but we need to be able to have immigration. But either whether people come or not, the church should be on both sides of that wall.
Absolutely.
Ministering. And it looks like Mexico needs a lot of help for the church missionaries to begin to come, be trained and launched again and go into those areas. But I want to encourage you, as we're seeing that you think about, you know, no matter, walls will not, you know, walls may be meant to protect a particular nation, but we as a church are supposed to be on both sides of that wall.
That's right. With a nation so close, that's the most easiest place, right, if any, to be able to minister and start with Mexico.
Start with Mexico. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll